The following podcast is a production of the Logan Park Neighborhood Association.
Here's a bit of Civics 101. The U.S. Census is an attempt by the U.S. government to count every person living in the United States. Every 10 years, the Census Bureau gathers information like gender, age, race, and income. But why does the government collect this data? First, the Constitution says to. The Founding Fathers decided the number of seats in the U.S. House is determined by the number of people in each state. But there's another important reason the U.S. conducts a census. Money. The federal government decides how much funding or grants to give states, counties, and cities by looking at the detailed census data. That means money for updating schools, building new hospitals, repairing broken roads, and maintaining public utilities like water, sewage, and electricity.
Thanks again for joining us for the Logan Park Neighborhood Association podcast. We try to bring you short conversations with people about our neighborhood and how our neighborhood is growing and thriving. Today, we have a guest who's going to tell us about how important the census is to the state of Minnesota and give you an opportunity to help your neighborhood and be paid for it. Laura Schuth is with me today. She is a census recruiting assistant for Hennepin County. Laura, the idea of census is more than just counting people. It seems there's a lot at stake when it comes to counting people. Maybe you can explain what really is at stake in the 2020 census.
So there is really a lot at stake for our communities in the 2020 census. The data collected by the census is used to determine both community funding and representation in Congress. So federally funded programs such as PICA and Head Start get money based on population, which is determined by the census. And then how many representatives states have in Congress is also dependent on the census. Minnesota is currently in danger of losing one representative, dropping from 8 representatives down to 7. If there is an undercount, this is likely to occur. So it's really imperative that everyone is counted to ensure that our communities get all the funding that they need, and also so that we can keep all 8 of our representatives.
And some of the danger in that is in the actual way people are counted, correct? I mean, there's a kind of an electronic thing. I'm not sure what that is, but if people aren't necessarily counted, how does that process work?
Yeah, so we have already predetermined which areas will get a paper form in the mail and which areas will only get an invitation to fill out the census online or over the phone. So areas with lower internet access will receive a paper form in the mail right away when they get invited to respond. And other households will receive a card in the mail inviting them to respond online. Those that only receive the card to respond online can also still request a paper form if they prefer that or do it over the phone. And then everyone has about 30 days to respond to the census form after it's sent out. And after that time, there will be census takers going out and doing follow-up with the households that haven't responded. So people will be going door-to-door, knocking on doors, asking those folks who haven't responded to fill out the form. And I'll touch on this a bit later, but we are actually hiring census takers right now.
We'll talk about that. It's a great opportunity. I would imagine, Laura, that a lot of the immigrant population is a little bit suspect of, say, census takers or this whole census thing, because they may fear it's another way that the government may find a way to deport them. What do you say to those folks?
So a lot of that fear is definitely there, but one thing we can tell folks is that data that's collected by the census is never actually released to any other part of the government. The data that the census collects stays within the Census Bureau for 73 years, and after 73 years, it is released and made public so that you can look up people's names and actual addresses and things like that from the census. The only thing that is released is general statistical information. So the information that will be released following the 2020 census will be very rough statistics. No one's personally identifiable information will be released, not even to other parts of the government. Only general population statistics and other general statistics from which it will not be possible to personally identify any one person.
So Laura, what can neighbors do that, say, for example, those that live in Logan Park neighborhood, they know who lives around them? I mean, say, for example, if somebody's not home or responding to a census taker when they come to the door, is there some practical tips neighbors can be neighborly and help out the census people?
So there's no way to kind of vouch for a neighbor with the census. The one thing that neighbors can do is just talk to each other and encourage each other to fill it out. They can share information with their neighbors. If they know that their neighbors don't want to fill it out, they can tell them about the process. They can tell them about the census takers that are going to be going out. And that's one thing that, you know, neighbors can do, that anyone can do, is just kind of get the word out and reassure people and let them know about the census takers. So just talking to each other is really important.
And there are people, I'm sure, listening to this podcast that say, okay, you mentioned about going door to door, census takers. They get paid for that, I understand. Tell us about what the wage is and how do you apply?
So we have a lot of opportunities with the 2020 census. In Hennepin County, we need about 8,000 people to apply to be census takers. And in Hennepin County, the census takers will be making $20 an hour. So it's a really great opportunity to make some extra money and to help out your community. The work will be taking place probably starting around late April and then last through the summer. So it'll be a couple months worth of work in the spring and summer of 2020 after the survey is sent out. So like I mentioned, the census takers will be doing follow-up only with those people who haven't responded to the survey within 30 days, not that we're going to every single door. And so in Hennepin County, the pay rate for census takers is $20 an hour. Very flexible work, so, you know, if folks have another job and they just want to do this to help out their neighborhood, they can work as little as 10 hours a week, and you can work up to 40 if there's enough work and if that's something you're willing to do. So you kind of set your own schedule. You would have a field supervisor that you would meet with to talk about which houses you would be going to. They would assign you your caseload of addresses. And then you can go out, you know, whenever you're available. You do want to catch people when they're at home. So going out in evenings and weekends might be good because that's when people tend to be home. And yeah, so that is what the census takers will be doing. We need a lot of people in Hennepin County. So if you're interested in joining the census effort and helping out your community, this is a great way to get involved.
So Laura, where do they go? What's the best website for people to check out so they can find out more information or even apply?
Yeah, so the website to apply and to read a little bit more about it is 2020census.gov/jobs. So 2020, just the numbers, census.gov/jobs is the website to apply. There's some more information on there about the census taker position and also just census in general.
More podcasts coming in the future will keep you connected to Logan Park neighborhoods.